South Florida's classic rock, big 105.9. This guy on hold, the two-time Emmy winner, the star of Trading Spaces, the very handsome Ty Pennington, and every time, it seems that every time his face adorns the television in my home and my wife is watching, it costs me about $3,000 to $5,000. Thank you, Ty. Thank you very much. And a big round of applause.
Jesus. I'm so glad I'm that expensive.
Ty, you know, and I got like an 85-inch television. It's almost like you're live in my living room. It's really strange. Welcome.
I've missed being in your living room. I'm so glad I'm back.
So you and I have a brief history. At one point we hosted an event together. Let's see if you remember. I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was the grand opening of the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino. I mean, you don't remember me, but I was the guy standing next to you with the microphone, and we were co-hosting, and we had a nice time. And then you gave me a look when I said, "Move that bus," and there was no bus.
I know that. Let's face it, that phrase is going to be with me for the rest of my day.
That's a good thing. Yeah, you've done good, man. Well, listen, the reason we have Ty Pennington on the line is tonight, 6:30 at the Savor Cinema. I never know. I've been going there for years, and I still don't know the answer. Part of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, Ty Pennington not hosting a television show, not fixing up your house, but acting in a film. And the movie's called No Address. I guess it's going to hit theaters in February of next year, but you can get a screening tonight. It also stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and a bunch. And it says here that Ty plays Mr. Mills, the grizzled yet misunderstood therapist with a heart of gold. I made that part up.
I don't know what your character does.
Thank you. What do you do in the movie?
Well, my character in the movie, I'm the guy who sort of runs a hardware store. And so I give this guy, Jimmy, a job, and it's like the first time anyone sort of believes in this guy, and it sort of turns his life around. So it's kind of a little clip synopsis of what it takes for someone to really turn their life around. It's like someone believing in you. So it's a very small part, but it plays a very big role in the change and the effect it has on this guy, Jimmy's life. But yeah, the documentary also is like this incredible story of just homelessness across America, and that sort of really spawned all of this, and then they turned it into an actual movie. So but the documentary really showcases like all the different places across America that are trying to make a difference, and just the different layers it takes to really help out a situation that is just spreading every day. It's getting bigger and larger. And so, you know, it really is shining a light on how we're trying to make a difference in that, because I mean, at some point, like someone, you know, very close to you is going to be in that situation.
So yeah, a group of homeless people trying to survive the streets. And that's hence the name No Address. And that's tonight at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. And you can get a ticket at FLIFFS.com. And you can meet Ty Pennington and some of the other cast members. I was just thinking of me walking into a hardware store and Ty Pennington is the guy behind the counter. That would be the greatest thing in history, because like you already know. Oh yeah, you need this. You need to go get one of a 2x4.
You're gonna need a reducer. That's for sure. You're definitely gonna need a reducer.
Well, you know, we just went through. We just put a new kitchen in. We did a new bathroom. We did some outdoor design. I mean, I am living HGTV, man. I mean, that's my world right now. There's people at my house as we speak working on it. It just never seems to end.
Yeah, well, that's just it. The projects never end. It just turns into another project. It's true. I mean, look at me. I started years ago, and I'm still doing it.
Well, here's my question, because I believe this to be true. My wife is only happy when she is working on a project around the home, and my big fear is that one day the house will be finished, and she'll have nothing to do. And then it's the
true.
Project.
Yeah,
the project is going to be me.
Yeah, that's a good thesis. I mean, I think that rings true to a lot of like, hey, you know, happy project. I don't know what that means, but yeah, happy marriage. But as long as they're focused on completing something, everything is good, because the hope is, you know, it's going to be better.
That's the plan. What's the new trend? What's the trend in kitchens today? Let's ask Ty Pennington that. He would have the answer. Is it, we have a foot
pedal. I know what it is. It's trending.
Right,
four dishwashers. What's trending right now is four dishwashers. I'm kidding.
All right, hold on.
What's trending is,
do you know we have
two dishwashers. Two dishwashers.
We are ahead of the curve. We have two. We have a two dishwashers.
You do have two. You have two dishwashers. That says a lot.
And our friends come over and they're like, "Why do you have two dishwashers?" I go, "Because neither one of us like to wash dishes."
What is it exactly for when you're having giant parties? Because I can't think of any other reason to have two dishwashers, Ty.
Yeah, and if you think about it, did the dishes ever make it to the cabinet? Because technically, wouldn't they just go out of one dishwasher to be used and then go in the other one?
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
I've always, it got recommended to us two kitchens ago by our designer, our buddy Scott Wax Mackey at Broward Kitchens. Shout out, Broward Custom Kitchens. And he's like, everybody's doing two dishwashers now. And of course, my wife's like, yes, of course, let's do two dishwashers. And so we were ahead of the curve. Now we've got 10, 12 years of two dishwashers. And let me tell you, I love it. I love it because I can just load stuff in the second dishwasher and not unload the dishwasher and just go on with my life.
Some people have no homes. I mean, you've got two dishwashers.
Well played. Yeah. Well played. That's a good segue.
Well, let's go back to the movie. I'm sorry. Ty Pennington.
Yeah, yeah.
Meet him tonight. He's a treasure, a national HGTV treasure. But now he's acting in a film called No Address, and you can see it tonight before it hits the theaters at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. Thank you for your time. It's a treat. We should have your number, so anytime there's questions about the house, we can just call Ty Pennington.
I'll make sure you get it.
Thank you,
buddy. Go ahead and give it out right now.
No. Mike, take it off the air. I don't want it on
boy.
The air.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
You'll
good talking to you. Have fun in South Florida.
Thanks, man. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.